Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pillows and Beer Season 2. It's Episode 3. I'm here with my co-host, Austin. We hope everyone's having a wonderful, spooky season. Austin, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I am a big, big fan of this weather change right now, Craig. I'm going to tell you that much. I mean, it actually, in the mornings, feels like Charleston has fall, because we've spoken about the fact that Charleston doesn't really have fall. And that is an annoying part about living in Charleston, but it feels nice, doesn't it? It feels like fall.
Yeah, I was surprised. Me and Austin were both up in New York this week. I was on Watch What Happens Tuesday. He was on Watch What Happens Wednesday. Hopefully you guys enjoyed them. And yeah, it was awesome.
Like,
I was,
that's just like how it works, you know, with us. It's like you get like, you know, one of us and you're bound to get the other. And it just kind of happened like that.
Yeah, I was fucking fireplace. Hold on. Ow. Now I'm bleeding. Why did I decide to do that? Damn it. Anyway, so I was on with Ariana, and her and I have had a lot of fun in the past. Paige came with me and Sierra and my friends Nate and Michaela and Jerry. Austin, did Katie have a good time on Wednesday?
I think it was a little more stressful for Katie because, you know, Linz was freaking out and like grabbing Katie's hand. But yeah, you know, she always has fun and went to dinner beforehand. And yeah, it was good to see her. It was good to see her.
Austin and I got in a fight once over whether or not Katie went to Watch What Happens Live with me, which I don't think we ever got to the answer.
The answer was that she never has been with you. It was when you and I were on together and she came and Craig was like, I got her on Watch What Happens Live. You know, and I was like, Craig, she came with us. Like, we were both on together. And Craig wouldn't concede until the next day. He was like, okay, maybe I was lying.
So hopefully you guys enjoyed them. We have been doing lives. I honestly are having a blast doing that. It makes it really fun for me to watch the Winter House episodes live.
Obviously I couldn't join you, Craig, because I was at Watch What Happens. How did this last live go? Like,
it was funny. Paige joined us, which was really cool of her. You know, it felt like we were watching the show together, which we were. So it was, she actually stayed
That's
on.
Exactly what you were doing.
Yeah, she actually stayed on to watch What Happens Live.
Oh, nice.
Me. So if you want to see our commentary of that, you can go to our YouTube page, Pillows and Beer, and you can watch both of our lives so far. Me and Austin watching episode one, and then me and Paige watching episode two, and Austin's Watch What Happens. At my Watch What Happens, Paige actually sat next to Jason Sudeikis' mom, Ted Lasso's mom.
Really cool.
Yeah, she's a big, big Bravo fan, and she was just cute as can be. And, you know, she came in my green room and said hi to everyone. And I was a little tipsy by the end when we were taking pictures. And I was like, I just want you to know how much joy your son brings people through Ted Lasso.
What did she say?
She was just like, you know, classic mom, just like loved hearing it. And I was like, I mean, I'm not too happy with season two. It was a little more stressful, but season one brought a lot of joy into our lives.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Are you the one that didn't jump on the Ted Lasso train?
Yeah, I'm sad to say that I swung and missed with that hot take. It turns out it was a freezing cold take when we were talking about shows and you and Nick were basically like, you are an idiot. And I was like, no, I just don't see it. I mean, I get it. And like that short that he did for NBC for soccer was funny. And the fact that they made it into a show, I was like, I don't know. It just seems dumb. And then it like cleaned up at the Emmys. So
did you ever watch
wrong.
It?
No. Because it's on Apple Plus, right? I will watch it because I'm always looking for new things to watch. And I will. It's for sure on my list. It makes no sense. It's like the type of show that I would love to watch.
Yeah,
I know
you
that
would. You would. Yeah. Yeah, we have a pretty similar style. Except
freezing cold take. I can.
No, it's fine. I mean, you're the one that can speak to all the like, Halloween shows and stuff. So that's the stuff I can't do. We did watch. My brother and his girlfriend are here, and Paige is here. We went to Halls with Clifton and Mary last night. You know, I sent you the invite, but I know you were busy, Austin. Yeah. But then we
it
watched
was just like,
Tucker.
You know, one of those things. It was just like, you know, one of those things where it's like I'd just gotten back, and as soon as I got back, I had to go and film. And then after that, I was like, okay, I could go out and get beers. And then I was like, or just like chill, Austin, because we have a big weekend ahead with Halloween. So last night was just like a night for me to put on something comfortable and just sit on my couch.
Yeah. Well, we went after Halls. We tried to get a drink at Red's. And my brother was like, I'm just going to go home after like Bobby was driving us. And so Bobby was just like, we're going to run us. And we got to the parking lot of Shem Creek and it was empty. All the bars had decided to close at like 9:30 because it was raining. It was the most bizarre thing ever.
Well, actually, it's not just rain. The wind here last night was pretty wild. I have a lot of
really?
Things that, like, you know, were blown over on my porch and yeah, outside. Yeah, the wind was whipping last night.
So we came home, put on comfy clothes, had a fire, and we watched Tucker and Dale. And
I have no idea what that is.
It's, guys, if you're looking for a sneaky movie that, like, you've never seen, that it's one of my absolute favorites, it's Tucker and Dale. Austin, it's the one that we watched, and we had to share, like, those twin beds at Shep's Hunting Lodge when we slept together. And it's
right,
just, like...
Right. And, like, we opened up your laptop, and we were like, well, this cabin's kind of creepy, so let's watch something that's, like, lighthearted.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a spooky movie, but it's lighthearted and funny. It's called Tucker and Dale versus Evil, and one of my favorites.
Do you think that people remember when you and I went to Shep's, like, you know, hunting cabin? Craig and I were like, we're up in this stand. We don't know what the hell we're doing. We're just like, you know, I guess that we have a gun. And then Craig went out in the middle of the field and put a chair out there and then tried to shoot the chair. We missed it every time.
And we actually, we need to send you those videos because I was just telling that story at dinner last night. And it would be a great short for our YouTube channel. It's like Craig and Austin go hunting because
we were handed this massive
gun.
Yeah.
And had no clue what we were doing. Shep left us in the middle of the woods in a deer stand. And within 8 minutes, I was already bored and walking like an office chair. Oh, thanks, Anna.
Like 100 yards out. And we were like, all right, let's shoot this thing. I mean, I don't know. Like at one point too, I like, you know, didn't have the gun, you know, positioned correctly. And Craig was like, if you shoot that gun, it will break your jaw. I was like, oh, okay. Right. That was really dumb, you know? And then I put it on my shoulder and, so thank God for Craig. But I mean, yeah, we were like, you know, chickens with our head cut off for sure.
Oh, a couple of things just happened here. Anna Hayward brought me a present for a birthday party that I'm going to one of my best friend Casey's kids tomorrow. I didn't realize that cause I'm going to do an appearance at the store, but, anyway, while she did that, Graham just mooned me. It was directed towards you, Austin. What that reminds me of, though, is they're here setting up the podcast room. So the newest update on the podcast room is that the floors and everything got framed out and finished a couple weeks ago. And now the furniture and rugs and everything is here. So Graham and Anna Hayward have been setting up the podcast room.
Wow.
And I think it'll be a really fun place for us to watch do our lives from as we get better and better at this, because I think our pathway is to get back to our roots, which is being live with y'all. That's, I mean, the videos, recording the videos of our podcast, but also just watching TV and movies live at night with y'all is, I think, what we do best. So,
I mean, I think that people that have watched our lives, that listen to this podcast, that watch Winter House, I think that they probably just think, they're like, well, this is pretty true to them. I mean, Winter House, Craig, like, we are just drunker than motherfuckers. Like, holy moly, we are just, I mean, everyone remember that it is, you know, vacation, but then again, if you like and you've watched our lives and you listen to the podcast and you watch the show, then you're like, okay, this is like alive 24/7 with Austin and Craig. This is like what they do. And the numbers, Craig, tell them the numbers from, you know, last week. From this most recent episode.
Yeah, well, watching yourself drunk that all the, like, basically all day, every day is quite interesting. But it was a great time. We did great. So we went up about a little over 100,000 viewers, live viewers, since last week, which honestly, viewer retention is what's really important. And so basically, if the 550,000 viewers last week didn't watch again this week, we'd be in trouble. But as long as they watched, which they did, and even more people watched, we're in good shape. And so we did like 664 this week. That was just live viewers. And look, a lot of people aren't watching live TV anymore. You know, they have all these streaming services that they watch things on. And so our plus three numbers really matter. But basically, it's the same thing that happened Southern Charm season one. Our numbers were low in the beginning, but they gradually kept growing. And the people that watched this week watched again the second week. People that watched the second week watched again the third week. So it's looking good. I thought it was funny. You were definitely heavy in the episode. Yeah. Again, people, if you want to see our take on episode two of Winter House or episode one, go to our YouTube channel, Pillows and Beer, and subscribe. We've been watching live and answering the questions. So
no, man, watching live and you know, the episode gets sent and I didn't watch it until I was sitting in the green room, you know, getting my hair and makeup done, and they put it on live, and that's the first time that I watched it. And then, like, you know, when it ended, it was like, okay, and I'm walking out onto, you know, the talk show. And so that's the first time that I watched it, and thank God that, you know, I had people in there with me. Cause like, I tried to watch it, Craig, in the cab on the way to the city. And it was just like too, like, you know, intimate and too, like, you know, in your face. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't watch this. I was like, I need to be like around people with noise. And that's where the live watching is going to come into play. Because if I can watch it with you and we can drink away the like embarrassment, then it'll be far, far easier to watch.
Yeah. What made me feel even weirder, but kind of better, is I felt just as weird watching Vanderpump. So I went to get my nails done before Watch What Happens, and they had sent me the episode of Vanderpump Rules. And I wanted to like be a good guest. Yes, I watched it at the nail salon, and man, their show's gotten a little like darker vibes this year. I haven't watched in a while, but I used to watch like our friends on it and stuff. And man, it was an intense episode where I was like sweating for them. I was like, oh man, I don't want to watch this. But you know, hopefully they come back strong.
That's tough.
When you're that raw and open, you're like, oh man, this is kind of fucked up.
And that's what happens. Like if you're on it and then you watch your friends kind of on it, it's like, you know what's going on, and you're like, oh no, did that just happen? There seems heavy. There seems heavy right now.
Yeah. So, also we've been getting a ton of positive email feedback for the golf tournament. Austin, I think you're really on to something here. And what I didn't think of at first is making it almost a Bravo golf tournament, like a BravoCon golf tournament, which there'd be a lot of other people there, but we can have all of our Bravo connections and friends come in for this golf tournament. We could put them up in a hotel and maybe open it up to what we've done in the past, which is not normally maybe your typical golf tournament patron will actually come to the tournament. And we make it fun for people that have never played in a golf tournament with their like spouse or significant other, or, you know, whatever it may be, or maybe just if you're a big golfer. I think there's a lot of options. So have you thought any more about it?
Yeah. So I don't know if I said this last week. I might have. But the original handler of, you know, the tournament director, the person that, like, you know, set it all up for Mark Bryan, she reached out to me and was like, great, great to run into you. Like, I'd love to sit down with you guys and talk about where your head's at. And so, I mean, the possibilities are endless, kind of like what you just said. It's like, do we want spectators there? You know, do we have people play in the tournament, you know, because they, like, you know, donate X amount to charity? Like, do we, you know, I don't know. Possibilities are endless and just so fun. And with the three of us, like, you know, goofballs, you know, behind it, I mean, how much fun could we have thinking of, like, different things to be had, like on each hole, you know? Like a long drive champion coming and showing you how to bomb it. And then, you know, you also try to bomb it with, like, a 1-degree driver. And then shots on this hole and, like, a sip on this hole. And you know, like, just so many fun things that just, like, ring true to us and who we are. And it's fun-loving.
Yeah. And it definitely, the like golfers. Pace of play would be slowed and it wouldn't just be all about playing golf. So I think it could be a lot of fun. And what we need to do is just pick a date for the spring so people can clear their calendars and and get moving on it.
Film this, man. Don't you think that we should film it? Or you know, even if they don't want to, you know, whatever. Like we just get going.
We'll film it for our own, like, okay, our own use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll start a production company and just do it for us. But
you heard it first. Craig's gonna start a production company.
Yeah, well, hey, man, we've got plenty of content to use. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to be talking everything Disney, all of the conspiracy theories that we've been talking about, Walt, and all of the characters. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to episode 3 of season 2 of Pillows and Beer. I'm here with my co-host, Austin Kroll. He's got an... right before we spin into some Disney stuff, Austin told me in the break that he's got a couple other housekeeping notes he wants to address.
Yeah, I just thought that it was funny, okay? Because when Craig was on Watch What Happens, one of the questions that Andy asked was, who's the most famous contact in your phone book? And Craig said, Dustin Johnson. Now, you all know that we've had Dustin's soon-to-be wife, Paulina, on our podcast, and she called me. It was too funny. She called me, and she was like, what? Craig said, Dustin, are you kidding me? And Dustin was in the background being like, what are you so angry about, Paulina? And she was like, no, I cannot believe him. I posted for him. I called him to give him, you know, like advice. I can't believe it. And Dustin just very casually was like, I am more famous than you. And I was just laughing. She was like, Dustin, you're a loser. No, you are not. And I was like, Paulina, stop it. And she was like, I can't believe it. And it was so funny. It went on for like, you know, 5 or so minutes. And Dustin was like, Paulina, I have more Instagram followers than you. And she was like, what? Just because you're good at hitting like a dumb little golf ball and you've won a couple tournaments? I was like, a couple tournaments? I was like, Paulina, stop it. He's won every tournament.
Funny.
And he dominated, you know, the freaking Ryder Cup. And she's like, yeah. And he tried to act so cool, you know, saying that, you know, he could outdrink all like the other guys. I was just dying. And then at the end of it, it kind of culminated with me being like, well, why don't you, you know, come tomorrow? And of course, at night, she promises, you know, everything. And she's like, oh my God, what if I was the bartender? So I actually texted Andy and I was like, okay, what, like, would this be a lot of fun? And Dustin kind of jumped on and was like, if she bartends, then I'll put her on like a plane now to fly up. I was like, oh my God, okay. And I was like, Paulina, if he says yes and you don't come, I'll kill you. And she was like, no, I'm coming. Did you just hear what Dustin said? I'm coming. And, you know, we've all fallen like, you know, victim to this, right? The night before, we're like, you know, on top of the world. It's like, I just bought a plane ticket to France, you know?
I mean, I'm one of the most ambitious drunks that you'll ever deal with.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. And I was like, Paulina, I'm just checking with you. Anyways, it didn't work out, you know, because I told her, I was like, look, they're not going to respond to me until tomorrow, and that's just what's going to happen. And she was like, oh, well, that's too, you know, late on notice. And then in the morning, she sent me this long, like, I'm not sure what I promised you last night, but I love you, and have fun on. And I was like, uh-huh. Don't worry.
Did Andy ever text you back?
I figured, no, but we talked when I got there. And I was like, you know, and he just laughed, and he was like, oh, my gosh. You know, next time, you know, one of y'all just, you know, bring it up. I mean, obviously, they had told me like three weeks ago about this, and I should have thought about, you know, something like that, something fun like that. Like,
well,
hey
yeah,
guys,
but you never.
How much fun would it be if, you know, Paulina was the bartender? But, you know, I didn't know if, like, you know, Paulina would be like, you know, that's beneath me. But no, she just loves Bravo, and she just like wanted to be a part of it, and it would have been a lot of fun. But obviously, trying to coordinate that the night before is not the easiest.
Well, and you always, like, also, you never remember, like, who to invite to Watch What Happens and, like, who to ask to be the bartender until you're there. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, I could have, like, made, you know, I could have shown these people a great time.
So something to think about in the future. It's like if either one of us, you know, get on again, which I doubt that we will again for Winter House. But, you know, in the future, we should think about Paulina.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's good. You know, other friends that we know.
Gosh, yeah. Who, man? All right, let's do some work on the golf tournament, because honestly, just talking about Dustin and Paulina, it's getting me going. So, all right, well, let's jump into these Disney theories. So basically, I brought this up to Austin and you all a couple weeks ago, and said that this is something that I used to look into when I was in my class in law school a lot. You know, some classes you're just going to go home and teach yourself the material anyway. So I would just do deep dives on the internet on all these like clickbait articles. And a lot of them had to do with Walt Disney and his movies. One that I was kind of like wanted to introduce was, and it's funny because I was just looking at the internet and they're like, this is false. And I'm like, no, it's not. This makes perfect sense. But Walt Disney basically blamed him and his dad blamed himself for his mom's death. So when him and his dad started to make a little bit of money before Disney like took off, he bought his mom and his family a new home, and the radiator basically messed up, like the heating mechanism, and she died from gas asphyxiation, like CO2 poisoning.
Oh my gosh.
And Walt like always blamed himself. And so that's why a lot of people think that the mom in the Disney films, like the mother figure, is either not present or dies, you know, such as in Bambi, you know, Pinocchio, Snow White. I mean, any Disney movie, basically Frozen,
Cinderella,
like there's never a mother figure. And it's basically him grieving on, you know, they basically said like he was a mess outside of all, like he didn't know how to properly grieve. So he did it through his stories.
That is dark.
In full disclosure, a lot of people say that two of those movies were made before his mom died. And so they were like, so there's no way that's real. But honestly, like, cool, that could have been a coincidence before because he was trying to tell a short story. And then after, he was like, hey, I'm going to run with this. But really aren't Disney movies with a, like, because in Lion King, is his mom present?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. His mom's present. His mom is, yes.
You know, but Tarzan,
Mufasa dies, and right. His mother is, I don't remember her name.
Or does a parent
based off
die?
Shakespeare, right? Isn't that like Othello or something?
What is?
Lion King.
Oh my God. Now we're going to jump into Shakespeare?
Well, no, that's who the Lion King's based on.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Othello. I know it's one of those books.
Maybe are
wait, do you know the Simba? Lion King's based off of Shakespeare, like Othello? No, wait. Okay, yeah. This is only Nick. Wait, Google it real quick, Nick.
Okay, so that's the thing. Okay, but then, you know, moving on. Okay, so like those are early Disney movies, basically all the ones that you mentioned, except, you know, for Lion King was in the 90s, I think. But like Snow White and Cinderella and Bambi, you know, those are older, right? And those are, but like now we've come into like a new thing, right? Where it's like in Toy Story, he doesn't have a dad, he has a mom. So that theory moving forward kind of goes out the window.
Well, maybe it's a missing parent. Because I don't, maybe his dad was absent. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, but yeah.
Why does Disney get so dark? Like, yeah.
Like, I was for pissed. No reason. When I watched Bambi, I started crying and ran out of the room. I know, I was like, my mom was like, God damn it.
No, no, no. Sorry, of course. God.
And she didn't say that, but she's like, I did not expect that. You know, she's like, right. Why am I putting on this movie for my little kid? And the mom was just shot in front of the baby.
So, like, you know how you always say that, like, you know, you don't like to watch movies if like, you know that it's, like, a bad ending. And for the most part, I, like, you know, disagree with you. But on a lot, like, on some movies like that, I don't watch Bambi because, okay, A, it's, like, you know, old as shit. And I don't think that it really, like, you know, holds up. But B, because, you know, his mom dies. And the same thing goes with Titanic. Like, I don't like watching it because it's like the thought that the ship eventually sinks. I'm like, why do I want to go through this like anxiety of them almost drowning and the ship going down? Oh my gosh. It like gives me a lot of anxiety.
There's a really bad one where a dog dies after like running what's the race in Alaska called? The most famous one?
The Iditarod.
Yeah, there's a movie based off that, and like
is it
the dog.
Balto?
I don't think it is Balto because like the guy's sled goes off the cliff at one point. And he like pulls him up and like the dog.
Is it an animated?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Iron Will.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. His heart explodes at the end, and Christopher and I locked ourselves in our room for hours and like refused to talk to my mom.
Right,
my poor
right.
mom was
because, like,
"I'm just gonna stop playing movies for you."
Because the dog like gave it all that he had for his owner and his heart gave it. Yeah. Whew. Damn. Okay. All right. Let's get back into conspiracies.
So let's get to the fun Disney conspiracies.
Okay.
All right.
Go.
So there's one theory, or there's a lot of theories online, that basically all of the movies are tied in together, and it's wild. And like, sometimes it takes years and years and years for it to play out. And you're like, how do these geniuses tie everything together so well? So Nick did a little bit of research for us, and I'll just see, I assume you put this in order, Nick, because when I tell Alston about it, I don't really have a clear, concise path.
Well, so it's like hard to put them all in order because it's like more of like a giant web.
Yeah, it's more like a giant web, and you know, everything's kind of based off one another. You know, I got these off like 17.com, and like a bunch of other people have like written books about this kind of stuff. So
it's not like in order.
Okay.
It's like everything like branches off one another.
Okay.
So, let's do it. All right. So we'll start with Elsa and Anna from one of my favorites, Frozen, and one of Austin's favorites. We've seen it twice on Broadway, or three times. I'm not sure. But never enough. But Elsa and Anna are Rapunzel's cousins. So Rapunzel and Eugene are clearly seen arriving at Elsa's coronation. And considering they don't live in Arendelle, Tangled is set in Germany, they must be on the VIP invite list. There are also a few family similarities. Both Rapunzel and Elsa are blonde. Both have powers that look pretty but are kind of weird. Glowing magic hair, snowmaker hands. That would explain why the king was such a jerk about Elsa's powers. If his niece was kidnapped for her magic hair, it would make sense he'd want to conceal his own daughter's powers. In other words, maybe he's not the worst after all. Which, there are a lot of guests at that Frozen wedding.
Okay. So I didn't notice that. Is this like a conspiracy, or is this supposed to be like a known fact that Rapunzel is like in their world?
No, I mean, they're definitely at the coronation, but like, no one explains why. Like, it's an Easter
egg. And so, and that is what we refer to as an Easter egg. I was just about to say that. That is an Easter egg of like, I didn't notice, but now I want to be on the lookout for that. So we know it's Rapunzel because of her ridiculously long hair. And I don't know who Eugene is, but I'm guessing it's her prince.
So this next one's pretty cool. Do you want to read this one, Austin?
Okay.
I like this one because this is when I started.
Oh, boy. Okay. This one is really good. We kind of touched on it last week. So this one says the king and queen of, what is it, Arendelle. The king and queen of Arendelle died on the way to Rapunzel's wedding. Frozen director Jennifer Lee said the king and queen were headed to a wedding. Was it Rapunzel's wedding to Eugene? The timing is right since Rapunzel still looks pretty much the same at the coronation, and the trip was supposed to be 2 weeks, which would be a reasonable amount of time to travel about 1,600 miles round trip by sea and land.
We're going to take a quick break after a word from our sponsors.
Oh, and speaking of the shipwreck, Ariel have found the sunken ship of the king and queen of Arendelle. They capsized halfway there, and that would be right around Atlantica, and their ship does look suspiciously like the one Ariel pillaged. Wow. Okay, that's a lot to process.
Yeah, but like, so that's when I started to get really interested in this because I was a huge Little Mermaid fan. I don't know why, but I just love Little Mermaid, except Medusa or whatever her name was. She scared the shit out of me. I think that's the most terrifying. What's her name?
Her name is... Medusa. No, not
Medusa.
I know it, and I'm so upset because I like, we make jokes about it all the time.
Well, she was terrifying, and that used to, her and the sharks used to scare the piss out of me. But Little Mermaid was one of my favorites, and I love the music, and it was just great. So I was very familiar with the ship that she used to swim around and pillage and play in, and when I like started to compare pictures, I was like,
Ursula.
Oh, this is funny.
Ursula.
That's right.
Ursula's great. She's so great. It's classic.
So basically, like, the ship in Little Mermaid, they're saying is the king and queen. Basically, Elsa and Anna's parents, their ship that they crashed going to Rapunzel's wedding.
Why weren't Elsa and Anna going to go with them?
They were young. Remember, they were babies. Remember, like, she was a little kid, and, like, Elsa was just a kid, and Anna was young. Like, I don't think you would take them on a two-week journey.
No, definitely not. You're right. That would be a nightmare. I mean, as a parent, hell no. No. Like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I am a king, and I can leave my child here in great care with all of these people that work for me.
And then I wonder if later on, if like Rapunzel apologizes or something in the wedding. We're going to have to go back and watch all of these.
This is amazing.
Okay, so now
1,600 miles round trip.
Now it gets a little crazy. So... Okay. Now we're saying that the king and queen of Arendelle might have survived the wreck and became Tarzan's parents. According to Chris, the co-director, they didn't die on the boat. They got washed up on shore in a jungle island. The queen eventually gave birth to a baby boy because she was pregnant on that journey. They build a treehouse, and then they get eaten by the leopard.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, it's funny because I just watched kind of Tarzan, and this was a deep, like, it was like a dark kind of moment. So they're saying that Tarzan is brothers with Anna and Elsa.
And Anna, yeah. Yeah. So Tarzan because and Elsa
all
and
of a sudden,
brother.
They build this, like, banging treehouse, you know, with all these, like, cool, like, you know, gadgets and pulley systems. And I'm like, they have a cute little life, you know, going on here. They've just, like, accepted the fact that they are shipwrecked and they have a new son. And then all of a sudden it turns dark. And then you're like, oh my gosh, this jaguar just killed them.
Yeah. Yeah. That was also a scary one. And the snake used to terrify me. That might be why.
Snake? Like the snake from Jungle Book or from Tarzan?
Oh, probably Jungle Book. Whatever. Still,
once
okay,
again,
leave his name out of this.
He doesn't have parents. He's an orphan. Jeez.
Yeah.
A lot of orphans in Disney.
Yes, a lot of orphans.
Peter
okay,
Pan's an orphan.
So,
I mean, damn.
So that's wild. I mean, I wonder if anyone ever told Elsa and Anna that their parents didn't die. Well, I guess not, unless Tarzan ever meets him, but he would never know to, like, maybe they'll never, without 23andMe, I don't know how they would figure out that they were siblings. But that's a whole nother conspiracy. I would love to do 23andMe, but I kind of don't want the government to plot my murder or, you know, set me up for murder.
What?
After they have all my information.
Who's that going to set you up for murder?
Because you have to send your DNA in to get your, like, lineage, like your family tree stuff. And, like, what if it's a crazy government program that's just, you're collecting a database of our DNA?
I think they already got it.
Yeah, I know. Oh. They already have it. Anyway.
Wow.
Jane.
They're already watching you right now, Craig. They're
yeah,
like,
I mean,
okay.
Obvious. I have
like,
seven
are these
cameras
two...
in this room.
Yeah, exactly. And like, yeah. You know, your phone is next to you, your camera
my
phone.
TV,
yeah.
Computer.
They're like, conspiracy theories. Are they
wait,
about to go into 9/11?
So Jane is
Jane
the
from
great...
Tarzan.
Oh, yeah. Jane is the great granddaughter of Belle and the Beast. Oh, wow. So we're
going
what? Back, like generations.
Jane, as in Tarzan's Jane, is the great-granddaughter of Belle and the Beast. They look and dress alike, plus the tea set is in the camp before Turk destroys it. Turk is Tarzan's, like, best gorilla friend.
Wait,
what?
Oh, so the tea set from Beauty and the Beast is in Tarzan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
That is another Easter egg. That's what we call an Easter egg. Like, that is, like, you're really looking. And that is fantastic. Jane, great-grand... Okay, so, you know, Belle and the Beast took place in when then? Like, when are we saying that Beauty and the Beast was supposed
know,
to be set
like
in, right?
Gothic.
It was like, you know, Victorian France.
Yeah.
A provincial French village. So okay. we're talking like what, you know, 20s, 30s?
Well, we'd have to do the study of that. No. I don't think you can become
the granddaughter.
We'll have to study
history.
Like,
no, well, wait, we're talking 1800s. Provincial
yeah.
France.
Okay.
No, it was
so
before
then,
the 1800s. It was medieval.
No. It was not medieval.
Oh, my God. These just keep getting better. All right. You read this one, Austin.
Okay. Hold on. I'm looking up provincial.
All right. I'm going to tell. I'll do this one then. Ariel and Hercules are second cousins or first cousins once removed.
True. Fucking Poseidon and Zeus.
Yeah, Trident's dad is Poseidon and Hercules'
oh.
dad is Zeus.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Second cousin, no. First cousins once removed, did you say?
So this is
the
difference.
Correct terminology.
Here's the difference. Like if my cousin Casey has a kid, that kid is my first cousin once removed. But like my second cousins are like Casey's cousins, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Basically the kid of your cousin is once removed.
Okay, so then the first cousin once removed.
Yeah.
Okay, I just, you know, I looked it up and I'm like embarrassed of the people that like are listening to the podcast for as clueless as me because I was like, okay, so what? You know, it's set in the 20s. What an idiot. 1740 is when it's supposed to be the mid-1700s.
Okay, so not medieval, but so it would be closer to maybe granddaughter, not great-granddaughter.
Yeah, okay. That is really funny. The 20s? The roaring 20s?
All right, read seven, Austin. Okay. Oh, yeah, I've done way too much with the roaring 20s recently. I've been to like three of the parties.
I know. Captain Hook killed Ariel's mom. That bastard. Okay, in a later prequel movie for The Little Mermaid, it is found out that Ariel's mom was killed by pirates. What Disney movie has pirates and mermaids? And there's a similar looking mermaid like Ariel. True. Hook. That dastardly Dustin Hoffman ass pirate. Wow. Okay. So, okay, that could make sense. In a later prequel movie, The Little Mermaid is found out that Ariel's mom was killed by pirates. Yeah, I mean, there are mermaids in Neverland.
Yep. And Peter Pan is the man. So
Pan the man.
Bangarang.
Wow.
Okay, so that's where our lineage is like stopping today. But we've got to find some more links and send them into
the boys at pillowsandbeer.com.
The boys at pillowsandbeer.com. Email us any other theories you have with this. I know there's a few other conspiracy theories around Disney. Basically, one is Frozen was called Frozen, so it would kill the search engine optimization on Walt Disney being Frozen himself, which is a big rumor. I don't know if it's true or not.
Because Walt is also, he's cryogenically frozen right now, correct?
Allegedly. They claim he's not.
That's why they named it Frozen, so that like it would end all the search results for that.
That's amazing. So basically what we just did here today was that we went through kind of like the classics, except for Frozen, because who knew that Frozen was really like trying to tie back into all this other stuff on Disney. Very interesting that that's the only like contemporary Disney movie that we've mentioned.
Oh,
everything else. Tangled. But like, you know, Rapunzel is a classic princess. Like she is, you know, a princess that was created, you know, like, you know, she's been in the Disney universe and family for forever.
Tangled is sneaky, like a great film. That lizard in the film is one of my favorite little pets in any Disney movie.
That a Disney movie is only as great as their like pet sidekick?
Like Abu, Aladdin,
Abu.
Pascal's awesome, the little lizard in Tangled.
Yeah, but he doesn't really do anything.
He just has facial expressions that are really
cool. Mushu in Mulan, arguably the best. Mushu played by Eddie Murphy, which is the
dragon.
I liked
Sebastian in Little Mermaid.
Oh, no, but really Flounder is her sidekick, you know?
Yeah, Flounder's
Sebastian's just like a liege to the king. And, he's a little kiss-ass tattletale.
What's the tiger in Aladdin?
Yeah, Raja.
Yeah, Raja's pretty
badass.
So there's
a conspiracy theory that the Aladdin's actually takes place in the future after like a post-apocalyptic world.
I was going to
add that one in there. We didn't really tie into anything, but yeah, it's actually...
That's a reach. That's a reach to me. I mean, it looks like...
The other one is...
Yeah, how is that in the future? You know, there's like... Okay.
Yeah, what about the lamp? Well, remember,
that's just a story, that the movie never actually happened. It's just the guy trying to sell the lamp to the people watching.
No, I like it happening in the future, because remember, like, the dunes cover up the lamp. Like, the dunes cover it up, and it's in, like, the crazy monster's mouth.
The crazy monster's mouth.
I think Aladdin's probably my favorite Disney movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't get old to me. I can get on board with that. Is Hook a Disney movie? I mean, I know that Peter Pan is Hook?
It's a Disney
Robin
movie,
Williams,
but it's
and,
not like in the traditional sense.
Hook is so good, man.
Yeah, Hook's the best.
Hook is so good, dude. When he bangarangs and when he crows like a rooster, like I get goosebumps every time.
Rufio. God, I was heartbroken when Rufio died. I still think it was unnecessary, but...
You can fly, you can fight.
And you can crow.
You can... Arr, arr, arr!
And the food fight scene, like, definitely. That was just great.
You're believing, Peter.
Okay, so all here right. you go. So here for Aladdin, it's Genie says, I've been stuck in this land for 10,000 years. And he would have...
And it can give you a major crick in your neck.
Says, you know, that's so third century. And if he was able to see the third century, but he was stuck in a lamp for 10,000 years, then theories he'd be 11,000 years in the future.
Oh my gosh. Roughly. But they still have, like, you know, bazaars and like, you know, open markets, right? Like, if it's the future, then why are they just, like, you know, peddling?
It's like that. It's just like nuclear wasteland.
That, I mean, a lot of it makes sense. A lot of it makes sense to me. And then some of it is like, come on. Like, because people could say anything, like, well, really, you know,
the set in the future thing.
Yeah. But a lot of the ones make sense. Like, I bet that they meant to do it. The Easter eggs that you can find in all these movies is probably endless. You know, I mean, let's not forget the classic one where everyone was convinced, and I think it's true, in the, like, original VHSs, the animators would hide, like, you know, phallic symbols like in the clouds, or like the shape of like a coral reef.
Well, that's definitely a thing. I mean, if you Google
now it's not. But like the original cassettes that we all own, you know, like those for sure had phallic symbols in them.
And like, really, that's like you're talking about, like, Disney goes back in and they make themselves look so perfect. Like, they edit out, you know, Walt Disney smoking cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they Photoshop everything to make.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a quick break. To hear a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with some fan questions. All right, fan questions?
Yeah, I deleted them accidentally. But I mean, I copied in the ads. Here, I can just pull a couple up.
And then you use Austin's.
One of the fan questions was, what Disney prince would you choose to be?
I relate with Aladdin. I don't know why.
That's in the email I'm reading. Craig is 100% Aladdin.
Oh, Paige, they say Craig is 100% Aladdin in the email. Do you agree? Okay. Well, I'll take that as a W. I'll take that as a win. Paige wants to be Jasmine. So viewers, can Paige be my Jasmine? I don't think that would be too much of a stretch. You have to let us know.
Halloween costume next year.
I wanted to do it this year, but I wasn't allowed. All right, everyone. Remember to follow. As Austin sings, remember to follow us, our YouTube channel, our brand new YouTube channel.
Like Arabian.
Called Pillows and Beer. And, you know, Austin's just singing over there.
Oh, sorry.
The email said that I was Aladdin. Austin, who do you associate your Disney prince with?
Oh boy!
I told Paige last night that that's who I always wanted to be. Like, Aladdin was definitely my favorite prince.
Sven, right? Isn't that his name from Frozen?
No, Sven is the moose.
Oh, okay. Then I'm the moose.
The reindeer.
What's his name?
The guy in Frozen.
Yeah.
His name is.
Isn't it like Olaf or something?
No, that's
Kristoff. Kristoff.
Okay, Kristoff.
Oh, yeah, you kind of look like Kristoff.
Yeah, I'll be Kristoff.
That's a good one. And you get to be with Anna.
Yeah, I mean, and there's like some magic there. And I mean, the snowman is one of the funniest sidekick characters in Disney history.
That's true. I would have to
pick Sven is like his favorite. Big, you know. Sven is like his best friend. Yeah, I'd say he's got a pretty good setup there in the end.
Olaf and
I mean,
Sven
so does Aladdin. Duh. I mean, you know, he has a genie. He has a genie as a best friend, for God's sakes, a magic carpet. Now he's, you know, the prince of, you know, wherever the hell that they are.
I would say that the magic carpet is why I always wanted to be Aladdin. I think that had a big thing to do with it.
Yeah, no, that's
and the pet monkey.
It's a pretty good.
Damn, I think you, yeah, but you get Olaf and Sven. That's pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
I get Olaf and Sven, and then I can eventually, like, snowboard maybe because it's in the snow.
Yeah. Anna can, or Elsa can literally make you a snowboard park. And,
yeah.
Okay, so that was the first question. What's question number okay. two? Since Nick deleted them.
That's funny, Nick.
My bad. It was about Halloween parties. Are you more of a Halloween party or like going to bars instead?
Well, my answer is normally always bars. Like I like to go to a bar most times than like a Halloween house party.
Like we have to go to a Halloween house party tonight and I'm leaving early to go to a concert. I'm going to see Cruella at Trio, and that's like I've listened to them since college and I think it's just going to be fun. But yeah, I'm definitely a bar guy. I mean, a house party can be fun, but Halloween, like I want to go out.
Yeah.
Speaking in the One Halloween night. Theme, are you a group costume person or you against that kind of stuff? When everybody dresses, like the whole group dresses up as like, you know, group of superheroes or whatever it may be.
Group.
You want to do your own thing.
Group, unless you're like, you know, dressing up with like another person, right? So you have like a girlfriend or something or a girl that you're meeting up with and you want to dress as them. But other than that, it's like, you know, if all your buddies, you know, dress up as ninjas, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. I vetoed most of the couple's costume idea that Paige gave me this year and I was like very against it until we reached the fact that some of my friends are being Motley Crue. So I'm going to be Motley Crue and she's going to be Pam Anderson, I guess. Or I'm going to be like Tommy Lee.
So basically, y'all are going to be Megan Fox and...
No, well, what's funny is she said, get to go under the impression that we're being Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson when really we're Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. And I was like, do not tell people that. And she's like, you're an idiot because that's exactly who we are. My brother said that he did a group costume in college, though, where they had one of their girlfriends was Cruella. And 15 guys did like Dalmatian costumes and just ran around the city together. And I was like, that's kind of funny. And vampires, I usually do vampires with all my friends. Basically, I just wear a lot of eye makeup and put blood on my face.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be easy. That is what I'm doing tonight.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to wear to the party we have to go to, but.
You don't have anything?
I know. I'm about to do my last minute Halloween shopping.
Yeah, okay. Good.
All right, how about one more question, Nick, and then we'll call it for this episode.
Well, I guess we'll stick with that theme. Are you a multiple costume person, or do you, when it's Halloween, you just have your costume, you wear it, or do you wear a different one for each event?
For Charleston's awesome town to be in because the girls dress up like 5 days out of the week with all different costumes.
I think it's cool.
I do too. I'm a big like participator when it comes to like costume and theme parties, but for Halloween, it's going to be like one costume. I've never like had more than one.
One costume. I am a one costume guy because I'm not a big fan of like, you know, just going to the store and buying like a pirate costume, right? It's like, I want to like assemble the costume. Like, okay, I found this shirt here. I found this jacket here. I found this, you know, pair of shoes here. And then like I put the costume together. Now, if I like went to the store and found like a Buzz Lightyear costume that I could just like, you know, throw on, right? Because I'm like, okay, well, last night I was this and tonight I'm Buzz, then fine, I'll do it. But like, I generally like to assemble my costume. Yeah,
I agree. And I'm always going to, if I do have any of those simple ones, which I don't, but like, even if I went as a football player, then I'm going to be like a zombie or a vampire football player. Like, I'm always going to like put shit on my face.
Duh. Definitely going to put on some eyeliner tonight, Craig.
All right. Oh yeah. I will be in makeup. So, all right, everyone, happy Halloween. You guys follow our new YouTube channel, Pillows and Beer. Subscribe to our Instagram. Email us at theboys@pillowsandbeer.com and join us next week to watch Winter House with us live and listen to our podcast. Happy Halloween.
Thanks, everyone.
powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Attention Metro customers who ride the Orange Line. Starting Monday, June 26th through Sunday, July 16th, there will be no Orange Line service between Vienna and West Falls Church stations due to rail replacement work. Free shuttle service will be available. For detailed information, call 202-637-7000 or visit WMATA.com. That's 202-637-7000 or visit WMATA.com.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.